Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Sister Billy's back with us and she's loaded for bear. She got some good things to talk to us about. Billy, welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Bless
Billy,
the Lord.
Billy, you know, is located in Prayer Mountain of the Ozarks, that famous spot of the power of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord for that. In His maneuvering of my life, you know, He maneuvered us there.
Yes, He did.
And there we have a place of prayer. And twice a week we meet right now for corporate prayer. He told us to have that place for two reasons, to pray in the plan of God and to stop the plans of the enemy. And we do it with individual prayer and corporate prayer. We have two corporate meetings that we'd like to invite you to attend.
And they are good meetings.
We have a huge corporate meeting in the fall. It'll be coming in October, the last week in October. The Copelands always join us. Lynn Hammond always joins us. And it's a prayer meeting. It's a meeting where we work. And we ended up with a tent meeting. And we have wonderful, glorious times. We invite you to come. We invite you to join us Wednesdays at noon. Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.ORG, or Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and you can join us for a live glory. We have, the Lord recently said to us that He wanted us to organize, not organize, but to, like they do in a recruit, to recruit people to pray 30 minutes a day in tongues in the Spirit. If I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, the Bible says. And for 30 minutes a day of no agenda praying. And so that means you come to God and for 30 minutes, you are not going to be praying about your four and no more. You're not going to be praying about your nation, nothing. You're just going to say, here I am. You give me the utterance you want me to do. And so we now have people from 26 countries that are joining, and they're doing that all over the world. Yes, we have signed up, committed. We have about, well, now here I am. We have more than we did before, so when by the time this gets to you, there'll be many more. But now we have about 1,400 people signed up. So that
we every day.
Every day.
Praying the will of God.
Every day. Committed. I mean, they're committed, Gloria. They're not little pansies. They are committed. And the Lord showed me divide the clock up into 30-minute segments. And some of them have signed up for 30-minute segment. And some of them are floaters, like me. Their schedule is not the same. So they can pray 30 minutes a day. But that means that we've got right now almost 1,500 people. There'll be more because I said this, you know, we've been recruiting. And by the time this gets to you, there'll be more. But think of it. I thought the other day, He's not going to be able to say we didn't pray.
And praying in the Spirit. You're praying the perfect will of God for 30 minutes.
And where do you pray out of? Your spirit.
Yeah.
When I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. Not my intellect.
That's right.
Now it hooks up with my tongue. You get your tongue from your body. Remember, man's a spirit.
Yeah.
He has a soul and he lives in a body. When you get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, and God gives the utterance, then amazing things can happen.
You pray beyond yourself.
Way beyond.
In the Spirit.
And God gets His utterances in the earth that He wants to clothe in these last days.
You're praying.
You're praying.
Glory
passes your mind. Now see, to know the difference between spirit, soul, and body, if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and you pray in tongues, it's easy to tell the difference.
Yep.
When you're praying in tongues, you know it's not coming out of your head.
Yeah, that's right. Praise God.
Praise
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God.
Oh, thank God for the things of the Spirit. Now, that Spirit that man is, Brother Hagin always taught us, Gloria, and this I'm getting out of his New Thresholds of Faith. I'm sure it doesn't happen. All my books are old. So it's got
but
a new cover.
Writing.
It's the same inside. And the last lesson is how to train the human spirit. Here you are, Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real you. Just as the human mind can be educated and trained intellectually, so the human spirit can be trained spiritually. It can be built up in strength just as the body can be built up. Exercise.
That's right.
How do you build your body? You feed it. and you exercise it.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to build up your spirit? How are you going to build up your faith? You're going to feed it with faith food, and you're going to exercise your faith. Now, in this, he gives four steps here. And I know the Lord gave him these four steps. You can train your human spirit. I don't care if you got born again yesterday. If you start doing this right now, you can outgrow. Your spirit can be trained past a lot of people that maybe been saved 40 years.
That's right.
But they didn't know to do this, or they knew, but they didn't know, but they didn't do. So he's got four steps to train the human spirit. Number one, this can be accomplished by number one, meditating in the Word of God. Number two, practicing the Word of God. Number three, giving the Word of God first place. And number four, instantly obeying the voice of your spirit.
Amen.
As we apply these four principles to our daily lives, we can come to know the will of God in even the minor details
Praise
of life.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Let alone the majors.
Yeah.
Even the minors. Think of how many believers, Christians, born again, made wrong marriage choices. If you train your human spirit so that your human spirit can talk to you, it can say, red flag, red flag. And then you obey. God communicates with the spirit and not with our reasoning faculties. As we instantly obey our spirit, we will find that we are obeying the Holy Spirit. God said in His Word, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts
of your spirit.
This means that God is going to use our own spirit to guide us. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. That's what it says, the candle of the Lord. Rule one, meditating in the Word of God.
Yes.
And for this, he gives Joshua,
to know God.
Joshua 1:8.
Mm-hmm.
Moses has died, and Joshua's got to lead these millions of people into the promised land. And he's got to fight. Moses never led a battle. Joshua's got a lot of things before him that Moses didn't even have.
He's got a lot on his plate.
And the Lord says to him, to Joshua, we'll start with verse 6.
Here's the answer coming up.
Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people you shall divide the land. Verse 7, be strong and of very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law or word which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. That's the will of God.
Amen.
Now listen to this. This book of the law, this book of the word, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, in order that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall you make your way prosperous, and then shall you have good success. It is written of God that He never changes.
That's right.
And if this is His way that you prosper and have good success,
that's the way we prosper.
Then that's the way you're going to prosper. If it was the way from Joshua, it's the way for every man since Joshua.
That's right.
So, it shall not depart out of your mouth.
You're going to have to say it.
You shall meditate therein day and night. Then you will deal wisely
so
in the things of life.
It.
Brother Hagin writes, the most deeply spiritual men and women I've ever known are those who give time to meditation. One cannot develop spiritual wisdom without meditation in the Word of God. One pastor told me, Brother Hagin writes, that he'd been trying to make a success of his church. He flew all over the country visiting many of the larger churches, studying their methods, trying to find out what made them successful. He would bring home various programs and ideas, but it seems they didn't work in his church. After hearing me teach along these lines of meditating in God's Word, he decided to follow this course. Daily, he set aside a certain time of meditating rather than asking. After 30 days had passed, at the close of his Sunday morning sermon, a landslide of souls came to the altar.
Praise God.
More people were saved in that one service than had been saved in that church in the past 3 years. His people were revived, and he began to have good success in life.
Amen.
His testimony can be that of any believer who will follow his example and spend time meditating in God's Word. Shut yourself alone with your spirit. Shut the world out. If you have ambitions to do something worthwhile, I suggest that you begin by taking 10 or 15 minutes daily just for meditation. Begin the development of your spirit. What do? You take some Word. Mm-hmm. You look at it. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. This book of the Word shall not depart out of my mouth. But you shall meditate therein day and night. And in that word meditate, there's a little bit of the word murmur. So it's like you, while you're meditating, you kind of, you shall meditate. Observe to do. You can meditate on scriptures. Fear not. But whatever, anytime you're meditating on the Word of God, then your spirit is developing. It's developing. Step one, meditate the Word of God. Step two, practice the Word of God.
Do what's there.
Do what you see.
What you meditated, do it.
What you meditated, do it. James 1:22. Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only.
Amen.
Deceiving your own self. Practicing the Word is what James called being a doer of the Word. I'm reading from Brother Hagin. Some people think that being a doer of the Word is keeping the Ten Commandments. Under the New Covenant, we have only one commandment, the commandment of love. If you love someone, you won't steal from them. You
That's
won't
right.
lie
love
about them.
Love is everything.
Love is the fulfilling of the law. If you walk in love, you won't break any law that was given to curb sin. In this verse of Scripture, James was urging believers to do primarily what is written in the epistles, to act upon the Word of God. For example, this is one of my favorites. This is one of my favorites to practice. Let's turn there. Philippians 4. Philippians 4, I learned from Brother Hagin that you can do this. It's just like a chess game, like a checker game. And he said,
oh, this was important to me.
Oh, girl. When I learned to do this,
I know what you're
it changed
about.
This little worry wart. Yep. I mean to tell you.
It
changed me. Philippians 4. Now this is doing the Word. Step two, doing the Word. It's also you'll meditate it while you do it. Philippians 4, 6, 7, 8. And He taught us that this is like a chess game. You have a move, and then God has a move. And then you have a move. And he said, I can still hear him saying it, God will never move out of turn, but he will never fail to move when it is his turn.
That's good, Billy.
Praise the Lord. So, to do the Word, then here we come to Philippians 4. And you know why he says this? Because all the Bible is for the church. But not all the Bible is about the church. What's particularly about the Bible is Paul's revelation, really, and the epistles of the New Testament. They tell you who you are, what you have, because you're in Him, seated at the right hand of the Father. You're born again, and you're a new creation. And so writing in 2, 4, and about us in the epistles, he says, verse 6, this is my move. This is your move, Gloria.
Okay.
This big, big old monster bugaboo came up. God said, don't worry about it. In other words, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now, in the Amplified, it's so good. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. And Brother Hagin always told us, God is not going to tell you to do something you can't do.
That's right.
If He told you to do it and it's His command, this is a command. These are not suggestions. These are, do it. Do the word. Mm-hmm. Do it. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. 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 Do not fret or have any anxiety about it. That's my move.
Amen.
I get this verse out sometime when something comes up, you know, and it comes up, the devil sees to it. Mm-hmm. But here's what I do. My move in everything by prayer and thanks, so with thanksgiving, I make a request known to God. Here's what I'd like done about it, and I thank you for it. Now, here's God's move. Bless the Lord, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. But you can't have this move until you did your move. When you didn't worry and fret about it, then God can move in and bring you that peace that's without understanding. You can't even understand it yourself.
That's right. Faith does not fret.
No, faith does not fret. Bless the Lord. Then it's your move again. What things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, think on them.
Yes,
you do something with your mind.
Yes, you got to control that mind.
To train your human spirit, number one, meditate the word. Number two, do the word that you meditate. Practice the word. Do it. It's primarily in the letters. Mm-hmm. Number three step, giving the word first place. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings.
Right.
Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of where? Your heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh.
The Amplified says healing and
healing.
Health.
And
all
health
their flesh.
To all their flesh. Medicine even says.
Now, Billy and I, we're not spring chickens, but...
that means we're wise. We got wisdom.
We're wise, but we're healed. We don't have any prescription drugs. We just are healed. Because
yes.
What does the scripture say? Attend to the word.
Attend to my words first.
Yeah.
You give them first place.
Yeah. And obey what you find there.
Yeah. And obey what you find there. Giving the word first place. Attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. There are many voices in this world, but you're going to go first to the word.
I know Billy very well. I don't think Billy ever gets tired.
No, I don't.
I don't get tired, Billy.
No. But you want to learn?
It's the life of God.
It's the life of God, and I learned how to let it flow, and I learned a long time ago, don't ever say you're tired.
That's right.
Then number four, instantly obey the voice of your spirit. When you meditate the word, when you put the word first place, when you act on the word, then your spirit's going to become a safe guide.
Mm-hmm.
The human spirit has a voice. We call that voice conscience. Sometimes it's intuition. It's an inner voice of guidance. It is our spirit talking to us. Every man's spirit has a voice, whether he's saved or unsaved. But the new birth is a rebirth of the human spirit.
Amen.
As your spirit meditates upon the word, this is where your spirit gets its information.
Grows up.
So then you can obey the voice of your spirit. You can learn to obey it. For your spirit has the life and nature of God in it. For the Holy Spirit dwells within you. The devil can't be giving you the information because he's not in you. He's on the outside of you. God has to communicate with you through your spirit because that is where he is. Your spirit, that he isn't in your head. He isn't in your reasoning facilities. He is in your spirit.
That's
your
right.
spirit gets its information through him. Learn to obey your spirit. I have heard Brother Hagin stand up and pray before he preaches. Spirit, Holy Spirit, that's within my spirit, rise up big in me.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
think
good.
Through my mind.
Amen. Before he preaches.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Think through my mind. It's if you, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. If you do those first three steps and you meditate in the word and then you obey practice the
act
word.
Act on what you read.
You act on what you read. You give it first place.
That's right.
And then you instantly obey the voice of your spirit.
You'll walk in victory.
You'll walk in victory. You'll be a force
healing,
to be reckoned
health,
with.
Strength, glory to God. Glory to God. And this works. We're not just talking to you about something we've read. Billy and I and Ken, we've been doing a long time, we've been doing this. When did we start?
1967.
1967. We've been
feeding
under. We began to hear Brother Hagin. We were broke. We weren't, Ken and I weren't in bad health, but we were broke. And we didn't know any better than to just do without, you know, and do the best we could do. But when we began to hear faith, we rose up.
Oh, man.
We touched the land, buddy.
You know what we had? I talked to Gloria meantime. We had hungry hearts.
We were hungry, yeah.
Our heart was hungry. Our heart.
And we were.
Born again 20 years, and my heart.
We wanted to do right.
My heart knew. You've got to go on, girl. There's things for you to grow. But my head didn't know it, and I didn't know how to do it.
You didn't even know women could preach.
I didn't even know women could preach. We're going to talk about that next week.
Billy and I will be right back. Don't go away.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.